We're up to the fifth midah. Lo hechzik la'ad apoy. He does not, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does not hold on to his anger forever. Zu midah acheres. This is another midah of Hashem. Shafilu ha'odah machzik b'chet. Even if a person persists in doing averis, and he doesn't do tshuva from his avera, ein hakadosh baruch hu machzik af. Hashem does not keep his anger. He might be angry at first, but it doesn't drag on, it doesn't remain. Vim yachzik, and even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does remain angry for a period of time, loy la'ad, not forever. After a while, the kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dissipates. Eli yavatl kasai, afilu shelo yoshev ha'odom, even if the person did not do tshuva. K'mo shematzinu b'imei Yerovim ben Yoyosh, like we find when one of the Malchei Yisrael, Yerovim ben Yoyosh, he was a king at the time that Amatzia ben Yoyosh was the king of Yehuda. And he was a melech for 41 years. And the Pasuk says on him, Vayas hara b'enei Hashem, he did averus. Yet, Shehechzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu gvul Yisrael v'heim hayu oivdei agolim. They were oivad avoyde zara. V'richem aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on klal Yisrael v'lo yishavu, and they still didn't do tshuva. Im kein lama richem mayel Hashem have rachmanis. B'shvil midazu shloi hechzik la'ad apay. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bekas that they were over the Avodah Zarah, but it was for a while, and then it stopped, even though the Averis didn't stop, but the kas ended. Adarabba, machlish apoy. The Rabban Shalom even went the other way, that his kas just weakened. Imhayoy shadayin hached kayim, even though the Avera was still there. Einay manish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give oinshim, and he's not angry. And as the Pasuk says, in Malachim, Kira Hashem es Ani Yisrael, Moira Ma'oid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how downtrodden Klal Yisrael was. Ve'efes Otzor, ve'efes Ozo, ve'en Ozil Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had no help. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on them, even though they were over the Avodah Zarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have remained with his kas. But he didn't, because Loi Hechzik La'ad Apeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis. And over here, the Talmud Devar is going to tell us a chiddush of his. He continues by saying, Ela mitzapeh umerachem ula yoshuvu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits and has rachmanis because maybe they'll do tshuva. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the person's going to do. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us here is, you have to give a person a chance. And don't keep your anger going. A person did something wrong, fine. You're upset, you have a right to be upset, fine. But it has to come to an end. Forget your anger. Don't be so upset with the other person. Maybe the other person will have the inner feeling to do tshuva. He'll want to change, and if you're going to continue to be angry at him, he won't be able to. V'hainu lo lenetzach yariv v'lo le'olam yitra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bear a grudge or remain forever in battle. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnag barakos, Hashem acts softly, ubekashas hakol l'tovas Yisrael. Depending on the situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will either act softly or hard, but everything is for the best thing for Klal Yisrael, but he won't bear his grudge, he won't remain angry forever. V'zu mida ru'uya la'odim le'hisnag b'yam chaveirov. That's a mida that a person has to act with his friends. Afilu shuhu rashoy l'hichiach b'yisurim es chaveiroi. The word yisurim is hard to understand. I don't think it means hitting, as in yisurim, hurting a person. It means some kind of giving taichacha. So even if a person has a right to give harsh taichacha to his friend or to a person's children, v'heimis yasrin, and they would accept it because they know they did something wrong, loy mipnei ze yarba taichachtoi. Don't overpower the person with that kind of musar. V'lo yachzik kasay afilu shekas eli yavatlenu. Soften up. V'lo yachzik la'ad apay. Gam even though it's a situation where you're allowed to be angry. Ka'en shepirshu, like Chazal teach us, the Pasuk says, Kisira chamor soynacha roivitz tachas masoy. If you see the donkey of your enemy, it's overloaded with packages, and it's crouching, it's all the way down, loaded over with packages, but it's your enemy, you have to help him out. Now, who's your soyne over here? Upirshu Chazal tell us in Pesachim, Mahi Hasin Hazois, Shiroi Sa'iva Aveira. You saw that that person did an Aveira. Person does an Aveira, he does something against Hashem. I hate him for that. He's against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'hu yachid eini yachal lo'ed, but I'm not to aid him. I'm only one witness. I can't go say Eidus and Bezdin. So what do? I keep quiet. And I help out that person. I'm allowed to hate him because he did an Aveira. V'soyne yose al dvar Aveira v'afil hochi amra teira ozov tazov imo. You have to help him out. Shvoik yasta b'libach. Forget about what's on your heart. Love the other person. That's this mida of not retaining your kas forever. There's a story with Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber had a daughter who he could not marry off right away. It took him a while. Finally, his daughter became a kala to one of his talmidim. And then the Talmud went back to his hometown. He went to continue learning there, so he would be able to learn b'menuchas hanefesh, not being with the kala. And a short while later, they received a package from the chassin. He was returning the gifts that he received as a chassin, and he was breaking off the shidduch. And he didn't say why, what, and Rav Baruch Ber was very hurt. And reasonably so. Look, here's his daughter. Here's his Talmud, who became a chassan to his daughter, and you just break a shidduch without discussing it with him. He was very hurt. Anyway, shockingly enough, a couple of months later, he gets a letter from his Talmud, from the fellow who was going to be his son-in-law, asking him to write a letter of recommendation that he should be able to get a job in a certain city as a rav. And you can imagine how anyone else would react to that. Him? I'm going to write a letter of recommendation? No way. I'm seething. I'm so angry at him. How could he? No. Rav Baruch Ber sat down and he wrote a letter. And then he called in one Talmud and said, read the letter. Do you see any kas, any hard feelings in this letter? Talmud said, no. It's a beautiful letter. He called in the second Talmud. And a third Talmud, and he had them read the letter to make sure that there was no hard feelings that you were able to see in the letter, because he made sure that he did not have any hard feelings, any cast towards this boy for breaking the shidduch with his daughter. That's the midah of lehechzik la'ad apai that the Talmud Devarah says we have to emulate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We'll see you tomorrow.